How are you, Ablaza? Okay, good. Yaakov es Rachel v'yemes evotcha sheva shalom b'rachel bitcha ketana. The famous expression. Yaakov loved Rachel and he said to Lavan, evotcha, I will serve you for 7 years. For what? For b'rachel bitcha haketana. Okay, so we have over here a lot of Rashis. Evotcha sheva shalom heim yom achadim sha'amr lo imo v'yashafti mo yom achadim. Over here it says, I will work for you for 7 years. The 7 years are called over here the Yomim Achodim, Sha'amr lo imoy v'yashavta imo Yomim Achodim, v'teda shekenu shariksi v'yu v'enav ki Yomim Achodim. Now it's interesting, Rashi over here is making this comment before he worked. Right, you would say, Rashi over here says, I'll work for you for 7 years. How does Yaakov know in advance that it's going to be Yomim Achodim? Vayu ve'enof ki Yomim Achodim. Achodim means just, you know, a few days. Time goes by very quickly. When you have something that you enjoy, time goes by very quickly. You can say that after the fact, but how could you say that in advance? How does Yaakov know what is going to be? Yaakov, Ayev Yaakov es Rachel. Vayoyme, oh, Yaakov, he loved Rachel. And therefore, because he loved Rachel, oh, I'm willing to work for her for 7 years. You know, how does he know that it's going to be, the time's going to go by so quickly because it's Yomim Achodim? How does he know that? It did not yet happen. If, after the fact, 7 years, every day he thinks about her, and he can't wait to marry her, and he's thinking about her, okay, ki Yomim Achodim. But if he did not yet, but it didn't happen yet. And yet Rashi on this pasuk is telling us, oh, heim yomim achodim sha'amr lo imo v'yashavti imo yomim achodim. This Rashi should appear later in the parasha, after 7 years passed, and then Yaakov looks back and he says, oh, it's yomim achodim. But it did not yet happen. It's a shocking thing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bedvaroi. So you know what the answer is, Meir? You know what the answer to this question is? Because when it comes to women, after it already happens, it's it's not Yom HaChodim. it's only in the mind. In the mind, when it didn't yet happen, you imagine it's going to be so wonderful.
Rabbi, how is the indication that first he will work and then he will marry? Maybe he wants to marry her at work.
No, that's not the case. That's not that. What would happen? It says that I'll work for you in advance. Evotcha sheva shanim. He didn't marry her right away. He worked for her for 7 years, and then he married Leah. And then they had sheva brachas, and then he immediately married Rachel and worked another 7 years. So you're right. At the end, he worked. He got her in advance, and he worked. And he worked later. But here, the very first round, he says, first I'm going to work, and then I'm going to marry her. So you're asking a very good question. What changed? Why didn't the second time everything should be the same? You're asking a very good question. Why didn't Lavan give Rachel to her immediately? Immediately. And then he'll work, he'll pay off the debt for 7 years. And if that's not the way it goes, first you got to work, and then you get your wife. So the second time around, after he was tricked, and he got Leah, and now he is going to go marry Rachel, so you should do this, you should work for 7 years, and then marry Rachel. So what changed? Okay, you can give a lot of answers. You can say all these different answers. She's getting old, she's too old already, he doesn't want to wait another 7 years. Her childbearing years are running out. What are you going to say? That's because he was tricked once. He's not going to be tricked a second time. Those are all technical answers. But deep down inside, we know that the question is still better than the answers. I don't know. I don't know what was he thinking? Like, exactly. Why didn't he say, listen, I see her. I want to marry her now. Right now, I want to marry her. And then we'll worry about it later. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay, let's see. Let's see over here what it says. Levayav Yaakov Esrachel Vayim Avotcha Shavashon Berachel Bitcha Haketana. Yaakov Levrachel Nitzal worked for you for 7 years. Berachel Bitcha Haketana. Okay, so we did the first Rashi. Let's see over here the second Rashi. The second Rashi over here says Berachel Bitcha Haketana Kol Hasiman Halal Lama. Why would there be so many Simani as Berachel Bitcha Haketana? Lefishu Yodebo Shu Rama. Because he knows the love of his Rama. Omeli said to him, Avotcha Berachel. So he's, I'll work for Rachel. Veshema Toyma Rachel Acheris Men Hashuk. Maybe you'll switch. You'll give me a Rachel ben Ashok. Tamalema bitcho your daughter. V'shem atama achalif lelea shema v'yekra shema Rachel. I'll switch their names. Tamalema haketana. V'afal pichein lo yehoil. It didn't help. Shaharei rimohu. At the end of the day, Lavan deceived. Deceived Yaakov. He gave her Leah, not Rachel. So even over here, Yaakov, he tried very hard. He gave three simonim. He says Rachel. Bitcha haketana, Rachel, and not another person, and not a Rachel from the street, your daughter, and don't switch your daughter's names from Rachel to Leila to Rachel. He gave three simon, and yet it did not work. Okay, let's see what it says. Uncles over here says Uracham, Yaakov Yosrachel. Yaakov loved Rachel. Va'amani said, Eflechinoch, I will work. Shiva Shrin, 7 years, Berachel, Beratoch, Ze Erta. Straightforward. Next pasuk. Vayoymer Lavan. Lavan said, Toiv Titi Oisolach, Mititi Oisol Ishacher, Shiva Imadi. Now, this is the worst thing you can possibly say to a person in the entire world. This is the most harmful, disgusting insult you can say to a person. You say to him, you're not what I want, but because there's a shidduch crisis, no, I don't have a choice. I can tell you, if a person goes out on a date, this happens sometimes. People, they go on a date. The boy comes to the house to pick up the girl, and the father or the parents or someone opens up the door to see the boy, and he doesn't say these words. It doesn't say toiv titi oisolach mititi oisol ishacher, but sometimes a parents or people who are involved in a shidduch, they basically convey to the boy or to the girl, you know something, you are not what we want. The type of boy I want for my daughter is a working boy, or boy all the other way around. I know a lot of stories the other way around. They want a boy in learning. We don't want a boy who's at this point in his life was working. You're not what we want. But you know, we're having a hard time. Okay, if our daughter is willing to marry you and you want to marry her, all right. B'diavad will take you for a son-in-law. I'm telling you, this is poison. This is poison of poison. If all of the decisions of what you want, what you don't want, what's good, what's not good, that's all before the boy comes. Once you accept that you're willing to accept this particular person to be your possible son-in-law or daughter-in-law, in your eyes, they are the best. They are lechatchila, lechatchila, lechatchila. And if a person, kid, the parents can't come to make that, accept that, this and convey to the person, yes, you know, maybe originally, no, that's not part of the conversation. But now that this is the person, you have to, this is lechatchila, because if it's not a lechatchila what we want, then there's immediately bad feeling between the two sides, and it's not good. I know firsthand. People who you know they come around, okay, you know what, you can go with my daughter, but you know you're not what I want, you're not the type, you're not what I want, you're not really, it's a horrible thing when you're willing to make a shidduch. The boy is the best boy in Lakewood, and if you don't give over that feeling, that appreciation of who the person is, it's a recipe for a disaster. And this is exactly what Lavan did. Vayoymer Lavan toiv titi oisolach Mititi oisol ishacher. No, this is not what I wanted for my daughter. But there's no one else. I'm living over here in Aram Naharayim. We don't have much of a selection. You want to marry her? No. You're the second best. So I don't want to say this is the pshat in Bikurim.